Kathy, Kathychilhab. 126.59, today is 7:29. Chief complaints, cough. Number two, congestion. Number three, sore throat. Number four, everybody in my family has COVID. Number five, her COVID test here is today's negative. Next one is body ache. Next one is leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is dizziness. Next number is symptoms of bronchitis on inhalers right now. Next number, history of palpitation off and on. Next number, long-standing hypertension. Next number is rule out renal vascular hypertension. My patient is a 63-year-old woman with history of hypertension, anxiety, depression, COPD, and gastroesophageal reflux, period. The paragraph, patient comes in sick with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 5 days, period. The paragraph, vaccination for COVID up to date times 3. Allergy, latex, penicillin. Social, she smokes a pack a day, doesn't drink. Used to be a trainer officer for a police department. She is from Magnolia, Texas, Magnolia. Married 42 years, has 2 kids and 2 adopted kids. Family history, mom's alive in the hospital with COVID, has history of bladder cancer and arthritis. History of hip fracture recently, dad died of cancer but never told anyone what kind he was. Maintenance exam, recently had EGD diagnosed with Barrett's and placed on protonics. Colonoscopy is up to date. Mammogram was 2 years ago, pap smear 2 years ago. Her OB-GYN told her she can skip this year. Medications reviewed per list created earlier. 148 pounds, no significant change. 96%, 98, 4, 16, 67, 134 over 73. Heart positive, strong positive to lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen, soft. Except for epigastric tenderness, neck. Shows anterior chain lymphadenopathy, neurological non-focal skin, shows no rash, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, positive lower extremity, pedal edema noted, times trace. Assessment number one, patient is definitely COVID negative at this time. She will check daily. If she becomes positive, we'll give her Paxlovid. Number two, flu A, flu B negative. Number three, we'll treat for bronchitis at this time with dexamethasone 8 milligrams, rocephin a gram, Z-Pak, and Medrol dose pack. Next number, check blood work. Oh, patient will get a copy of her blood work that was done just a few days ago at her physician's office. She's interested in switching to us, and we'll get that for our records. Number five, Tessalon pearls will be given for cough. Next number is talked a long time about stopping smoking. That's a big must. Next number, weight loss. Patient has had status post lap band and exercise, has lost 100 pounds. She's continuing to lose weight. We talked about B12 injection. Next number, we'll start B12 injection monthly because of her lap band. Next number, COPD. Obviously, she needs to quit smoking. Next number is Barrett's esophagus on protonics. Next number is hypertension control. Next number, we'll call me if COVID test becomes positive to start Paxlovid and stop Z-Pak and steroids. Next number, we looked at her kidneys because of long-standing hypertension. No evidence of renal vascular hypertension was noted. Next number, she does have lots of lymphadenopathy in her neck because of her bronchitis. Next number is abdominal ultrasound was done. She does not have a gallbladder any longer. That was taken out during the lap band and was found to have no evidence of fatty liver with her significant weight loss and no other abnormality. Next number, carotid ultrasound, which was done for dizziness and significant history of smoking and hypertension, showed no evidence of significant stenosis. Next number, pelvic ultrasound was negative. Next number, soft tissue ultrasound of thyroid was consistent with patient's acute bronchitis. Next number, patient will bring the blood work to us next week. Patient will come and see us after the blood work to go over her other issues and concerns at that time. Thank you.